that environment was very tragic, and it's still very tragic. Yesterday, I went to one of the nearest hospital in our residence, where I found a young man sobbing next to her sister's dead body. I approached him and asked, why was she crying and where were the rest of her family members? He replied, my mother was gone to another hospital where my other sister is seriously wounded. I then asked, where is your father? He grievously said, he is at another hospital where one of my another sister was also injured and under treatment. When I asked him about how he felt, he said, it was one of the most traumatic moments of my life.
As I understand it, the Afghan government has accused the Taliban of carrying out this attack. The Taliban have denied any responsibility, but there are also some people who are saying that perhaps the Islamic State militant group is responsible for the attack. Can you explain why they are making that presumption?
Although the IS still didn't claim the responsibility, as well as the Taliban, and no other group or person claimed the responsibility of the attack. But because the attack was on a Hazara or Shia minorities, the IS in recent years several times this group attacked this minority.
What are people in Afghanistan saying about not only this latest attack that affected so many young individuals, but the increase in conflict throughout the state after that May 1st start of drawdown of both U.S. and international troops?
Generally, I'm just blaming all conflict sides, including government, U.S. and Taliban group. They say government is corrupted, and it is one of the main causes affecting their life. They blame U.S. because they believe it is in such uncertain time, it is not a comprehensive withdrawal of forces, foreign forces from Afghanistan. Although the U.S. forces already have begun withdrawal from Afghanistan and from its bases in all areas of Afghanistan. They also blame the Taliban group because they say that they're skyrocketing the attack in remote areas of the Afghanistan. They say ongoing war is one of the main cause of such uncertainties in their country.
So what are they looking for in terms of actions by the Afghan government or, for that matter, any other international partners to increase the security situation in the country in which they live?
They say that the government should secure their life. They say that the government is a responsible side to secure their life. And they say that this is their right to have a secure life at least. If they have no other facilities in their life, but they say the government should finalize the peace process and bring a peace to Afghanistan.